Welcome to the Creative Financing Podcast, where you'll learn how to structure terms and use various creative financing strategies to create profitable deals for short and long-term wealth. Whether you're a buy and hold investor, wholesaler, or flipper, learning creative financing will help you do more deals and unlock profits that you may not even know existed. On the Creative Financing Podcast, we break down actual deals we and our guests are doing and simplify the methods and terms used to execute these strategies. Now, let's dive in and create some terms.
Hi, and welcome to the Creative Financing Podcast. I'm Jeff Rappaport. And today we are recording for the very first time in 2022, and we have all kinds of changes. My partner, Jonathan Gallegos, has moved on, and I am now joined by our new two guests that will be with us as we go forward. We have Cody. Cody, why don't you quickly tell a little bit about you, and then we'll introduce Nicole.
Hey everyone, I'm Cody Richard. I'm also based here in Utah, just like Jeff. A couple years back, I was working in a W-2 job as an IT consultant, but since then I joined Jeff's apprenticeship program, learned all about wholesaling and creative financing. And for the past year and a half, I've been out doing it out on my own and have my own company.
And we are also joined by Nicole. Nicole, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. I'm Nicole Kimanjian. I'm where Cody started a year ago, I guess. I'm just starting out investing. I have a duplex currently in Salt Lake. I currently work a W-2, so trying to get where Cody's at, where I have my own business. And I'm also in Jeff's apprenticeship program, so just learning as I go, and I get this cool opportunity to be on the podcast as well. So extra learning for me.
And I'm super excited to have both of you involved in this. You both bring different perspectives to the podcast, and your questions, I think that you represent our viewers very well. And I think that's what's really important. So I'm excited to see how things progress, and we have all kinds of things in store. We're going to create some YouTube videos so it becomes a little more visual, and we want to absolutely encourage you to rate and review us so that we know what you like, what you don't like, and you know how we can continue to push forward and keep giving you content that helps you in your business. So with that said, let's talk about what we are going to discuss today. So today is going to be, actually today and our next episode are going to be about 0% financing. And it sounds like 0% is just always the best, and that's what we should always go with. But there are some issues with it, and we're going to discuss the good and the bad. And we're going to show you some examples. That way you're going to get an idea of, one, how to use your calculator, your financial calculator, your spreadsheet, whatever it may be that you use. And I want you to gauge why we would use 0% financing, how it's going to benefit us. So I'm going to share my screen.
And that's 0% interest financing, right?
Yes, 0% interest, sorry.
Yeah, we'll do 0% down, 0% interest. It all sounds good to me.
Zero down works too. I will do another episode on zero down financing. All right. So what I did is I came up with an example. Okay. And that example is a $300,000 home. Let's say that we made an offer for $300,000, $15,000 down payment, and an interest rate at 3.75% amortized over 30 years. You guys both know what that means?
Amortized over 30 years? Yeah.
Yeah, it's due at, or it should be paid off in 30 years.
Yeah, that means that you're going to have 30 years worth of equal payments, and then it will be paid off. Okay? We can always make that, we can change it, but 30 years is kind of the norm. All right? And then we have a payment of $1,319.88. That's our principal and interest payment. And then we're going to have a term of 60 months. And so I'm going to show you some different balloon, what the balloons would be after different amounts of time. So let's now look at how you would figure all this out using your financial calculator. Very easy. Okay? The financial calculator is not something that you need to be intimidated by. It is very, very easy to use. There are five basic buttons that you are going to focus on, and they're listed here. So N is term in months. Okay, so if we're doing 30 years, 30 times 12, because it's always got to be in months. PV stands for present value, and that's the amount that's being financed. So in this case, we're doing $300,000 is the purchase price, but we're putting down $15,000. The amount being financed is $285,000. That would be entered in as present value. Okay, interest rate is just entered in as the interest rate. So 3.75. We don't need a decimal or anything. The only decimal is the 0.75. Okay, it's not 0.0375. And then once we have three variables, and actually, if you took a calculator course, they would say once you have four variables, that you would enter in the fifth. But every financial calculator I've ever used, it does not require you to enter in a zero for the fourth variable. So don't worry about it. So now you would just solve for PMT, which is payment. And if you entered in these three, 360 is N, 285,000 as present value, and 3.75 as interest, and solve for PMT, you will now get $1,319.88. Okay.
Hey, Jeff.
Yes.
Just for our listeners, is there a financial calculator that you recommend or that you use?
I like the HP 10B2. And I'm old school. I actually have my HP 10B2 right in front of me right now. You can go online and get an app and I think pay $5 or $6 for the same one.
I think I paid $4.99.
It's cheap. And
if you're even cheaper and you're like me, you can find there's an app called Easy Calculator.
Yep.
Which you can download on your phone, iPad, that has these same kind of variables. Or fncalculator.com.
Yep. And you could go to what's called bankrate.com as well if you just wanted to play around online. I would tell you that if you're going to get into creative financing, get a calculator or get an app. It'll well worth the investment, I promise you. Okay. And I think the calculator, I think my very first calculator I ever bought for college cost me $150. I think this one costs 20. So they have certainly come down in price. All right, so we've now figured out what our monthly payment is. So now once we have our monthly payment, we can now figure out what is called a balloon payment, which means is what will we owe at some point in the future, okay? And we can enter in whatever amount of time we want. It could be 1 year from now, 3 years from now, 20 years. It could be 14 years and 6 months. But we're going to enter it in as months, right? That's what N is that we always enter it in as months. So to figure out the balloon payment, we don't change anything in our calculator. We leave it all that's what we've done. And now we take whatever the term is that we want to figure out. So in this case, 60 months, 5 years, we put 60 in as N, and now we solve for future value. Future value being what is the amount going to be worth in 60 months, okay? So we come up with $256,720. Okay. Are you guys doing this on your own too?
I have my calculator pulled up, but I'm not filling it out yet.
All right, good. Well, you know, not a bad idea to double check my numbers. Just you never know. So what that means is that we, when we bought this property, we owed $285,000 to the seller. After making payments of $1,319.88 for the last 60 months, we now still owe the seller $256,720. Make sense?
Yep. Perfect. And that does check out in the calculator.
Awesome. All right. So what I then did is I figured out what are the different, we're just going to play with some different interest rates and some different balloon periods. Okay. So if you figured out, basically you did all the same calculations, 360 in, 285,000 present value, 3.75, solve for payment, and then put in 12 months as N, solve for future value, 279,759. If you did it for 24 months, 274,319. 36 months, there's a reason to all this. I'll tell you in just a second. 268,671. And then for 48 months, 262,807. Okay. So do we see like a little pattern here? So after 12 months, we only gain about $5,250 in equity, right? But as we keep going, we get a little more and a little more, and it starts to build up, right? So between months 12 and 24, we get $5,400 in equity. Between 24 and 36, we're now at almost, you know, it's probably 5,700. And then between 36 and 48 months, it's about almost 6,000. So the point is that when you are amortizing a loan, that you are paying more in interest to begin with. And as time keeps going and you get further into the loan, more of that payment, the same payment, $1,319.88, starts going toward principal, okay? So on a five-year balloon, it doesn't pay down that much. You know, this is less than $30,000, right? Between 285 minus 256,720 is, what, 29,000? And if you divide that by 5 years, you are looking at less than $6,000 a year in principal pay down. Okay. So let's just play with some numbers here. One, this is good calculator practice, and it'll set the stage so that we can show you what 0% interest is actually going to do. So again, if we now took the same example, and the only thing we're going to change is the interest rate. Okay, so we're going to enter in the same stuff, 360 is in, 285,000 is present value, but instead of 3.75, we're going to enter in 3.5. Okay, now our payment is $1,279.78. If we did 4%, our payment goes up to $1,360.63. But let's look at our balloon payments, okay? So we're going to look at pretty much just two of them, like 4 years and 5 years, okay? So on the first one, well, let's look at 4%. That's the highest one, right? So at the end of 60 months, we owe $257,775. When it was 3.75, it was 256,720, not much of a difference. Mm-hmm. And when we look at 3.5%, the lowest one, it's 255,636. Again, you know, it's less than, it's about $2,000 difference. Not that much difference. However, we're paying more, right? So at 4%, we're paying 1360. At 3.5%, we're paying, you know, almost, what is it, $80 less a month. And $80 over 60 months starts to add up. Is this all making sense?
Yeah, so it sounds like, especially at these dollar values, the interest rate is more about the payment outcome than it is about the balloon payment.
That is correct. And especially, like I said, that first of all, we're not changing the interest a whole lot here, right? It's a variable of 0.5%. So, but keep in mind that when you're amortizing a loan, most of the money that you're paying in at first is going toward interest, not as much as going toward principal. Okay. So what does this all mean? Well, when you're looking at, well, let's figure out what is the seller going to net on this kind of transaction. So if we look at this and we say in example one, where the seller is making $1,319.88, I'm just going to do this. Example one. All right. So example one, if they're making 1319, let's just pretend that these are free and clear properties, okay? That seller does not owe any underlying loan. And they're paying 1319, or you're paying 1319.88 times 60 months equals 79,000. 192, I'm not going to worry about the cents, plus the down payment, 15K, plus, oops, the balloon payment, right? So 256,720 is the total. Okay, so 79,192 plus 15,000 plus 256,720. So the seller actually makes, is that right? Yeah, $350,000 and 912, $350,912 is their total. So that's not bad.
And that's with 3.75% interest?
That is correct. Yes, that's with the 3.75.
Okay.
So they're actually making almost $51,000 for, so they're making about $10,000 a year for staying in this deal, right? So obviously that's a good selling point to a seller when right now, for them to take all this money and put it in the bank, they're not going to make anywhere near this amount. They could put it in the CD. They're not making 3.75%. So this is actually a good selling point. Now, obviously, let's just look at what the 4% would be. 4% is...
it would be 81,600.
81,600
plus the 15,000 down plus the 257,775. So that's
354,375. All right. So as you can see, again, this is 4%, this is 3.75%. They do make a little more money, but it's not a great amount, right? It's 40, probably it's less than $4,000 more over the course of 5 years. So interest rate is going to play a big part in the offers that you make. And it's certainly going to, there are going to be sellers that are interest rate conscious, but if you understand, first of all, how much it's going to translate into, one, either you're not going to be as worried about offering a little more interest, because in the bigger scheme of things, you know, to me, the payment's far more important than, you know, the difference here between, you know, what they net, or, you know, the balloon payment that might be $1,000 or $2,000 difference. It's the payment that's going to be more important. And that's going to help, one, help you to structure your offers, and two, to understand, you know, when there's some pushback from the seller, how you might be able to deal with it.
Hey, Jeff. On the down payments, are sellers typically telling you like what they want for down payment, or is that something that you kind of throw out there and negotiate? How does that
exactly work? We do it two ways. One, the first way is if we can get a number out of the seller or the real estate agent or broker, that's by far and away what we want. And typically the phrase that we will use is once we've explained terms, and it might be as simple as saying something as, look, we buy properties one of two ways, cash or terms. We can always pay more with terms. Is that something that you would be open to? Or was that something that you would consider? Payments for your equity. And if the answer was yes, or maybe, then the follow-up question would be, normally when we do these kinds of deals, we pay little to no money down. I assume that would work for you. And if that is the case, then they will say yes, in which case you just got a really good deal, more than likely. And if they say no, then your response is going to be, what is the lease that you need up front? And now we're going to gauge where we are. And if now they come back with, well, we're going to need 25% down, then we're going to respond, look, that's going to defeat the purpose of what we're trying to do. Do you have any flexibility on that? Or is there something specific that you need this money for? So we're going to try to get some answers. We're going to try to dig deeper. If we can't get that answer, either because the seller won't volunteer that information, or more than likely it's a real estate agent that just does not know, then now we've got a guess. And so we're going to try to give them some offers that are going to range probably in the 4-6% range of the purchase price. Depending on what type of property it is, if it was going to be a rental, then we might go as high as like 10%, maybe even a little higher. But if it's more for an owner occupant, then we've got to keep our down payment lower. It really become based on what are we going to do with this property and what can we expect to get back from this property. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
Good. All right. So what I wanted to do is set the stage here. So hopefully that this was just a good, either a refresher for you calculator wise, and at least opened your eyes to, you know, some differences in interest rate and what it actually does to the balloon payment and the term. What we're going to do for the next episode is we're going to now introduce 0% financing and look at how that's going to compare to something like this. So, and some different ways that we might be able to structure some offers. And then I'm going to share a couple of deals that we're working on and the good and the bad about them and why. And, And the way that the 0% financing is going to help us structure something that would work for the seller. Any questions?
No, this was a good refresher.
Good. All right. So, really quickly, as we continue to build our podcast and our YouTube channel, we ask you to rate and review us, go on iTunes. We're all over Stitcher, Podbean, but iTunes reviews would be much appreciated. And a couple quick things. One is we do every single month and have been for probably the last 6 years. If you are interested in wholesaling, we do a wholesale meetup and we do it virtually. If it's something that you have some interest in, we provide real life content. We're not trying to sell something. It's stuff that you can go and use. And we do it the second Thursday of the month. And just reach out to either me or Rebecca, both at weofferoptions.com, and just ask that you want to be put on the wholesale meetup list. We're happy to send you a link. Our Facebook group, we have a Facebook group for the Creative Financing Podcast. That is a group that you can be in. All you got to do is go to Facebook and find our group and ask to join. We're happy to answer your questions, even look at deal structuring. There's a lot of smart individuals in the group, and people are more than happy to help. Certainly go join the Facebook group. The Creative Financing Academy, which is, you know, that's the program that has taken off from this podcast. It dives deep into creative financing and a lot of the different techniques and strategies that I use and have been using for 20 years. It's still quite small. It's not completely set up, but the people that are in it love it. And if that's of interest to you, reach out to me, Jeff@weofferoptions.com. Happy to answer your questions about it. And then of course, our apprentice program that we have been doing probably for 6-7 years now. Work with people all over the country. And what we do is we show them how to wholesale virtually, basically based on our business. And actually, the apprentice program is going to change a bit this year because our business is changing a bit this year. And now it'll be talking a little more about acquiring property and either long-term or short-term. As opposed to trying to wholesale everything. We definitely work on wholesaling commercial. I feel like we kind of started that trend and now it's getting really popular. We absolutely incorporate creative finance in it. And if that's something that you have some interest in, please reach out to either me or Rebecca at weofferoptions.com. Any final thoughts? This is truly your first. I know that you were on the Q&A, but this was truly your first podcast where you're now part of it. And next episode, I'm going to have much more input from both of you. So how was it?
This was good. This is learning for me. I haven't done it too many times. So following along and seeing these examples, you know, on the screen are very helpful because I'm a visual learner. So this is awesome.
Yeah. And you're going to become an expert really quickly, just with all the different practice situations that you'll be put in. What about you, Cody? This is something that you know about already.
Yeah. Some of this was a refresher, but I know we're going to hit more and more content that is going to help me write new offers in my business. Because I use creative financing. I write the offers, but there's so many different ways to do it. There's so many different ways to do it well. So excited to keep hearing more about that and continue to grow my business and help grow this community.
Awesome. Well, thank you. And you know, we're going to keep with Jonathan's terminology. Go out and create some terms.
Thanks for listening to the Creative Financing Podcast. We need your feedback to continue to bring you the best strategies in creative financing. So please subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. We greatly appreciate your ear, and please pass this on. Until next time, create some terms. This show offers general information on creative financing strategies and real estate investments. Nothing contained herein should be considered personal, legal, or financial advice. Every state has individual laws governing the use and type of documents used to execute strategies discussed herein. You should consult with a local licensed real estate broker and attorney before relying on any information contained herein. Information is not guaranteed, and opinions of the guests are their own. Profits are not guaranteed, and there's always inherent risk in real estate investing.